Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
Glory be to God. I got up early. I couldn't go to bed. I was so excited and ready to preach. I could have started preaching at that time at dawn. Thank you so much for coming out. It's a joy to have everyone here. Oh, my Lord and my God. Hallelujah. We've had an awesome 3 days, last Friday and Saturday and then today as well. And thank you for coming out. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is all about the display of God's mighty power. That's what it's about. And you say, what does somebody's death and resurrection 2,000 years mean to me today? What does it mean to me in my day-to-day life? My Lord, this morning we will explore that. It is all about the mighty working of God's power. Oh, glory. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17, please. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory. My. Glory be to God. Ephesians 1, 17. Notice it says, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your heart enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saint. Verse 19, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age but also in the one to come. And he has put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. He's saying that the eyes of our understanding, the eyes of our heart will be enlightened, that we may know the exercise of God's power, the greatness of the exercise of God's power. And where is that power? Toward us who believe. My Lord and my God. When we know about the resurrection and the power that is available to us, then we just have to learn how to walk in it. If we don't know about it, then we won't take advantage of it. There was a man, he bought a ticket and went on a cruise or on a ship. And when he went, every time they were serving the meals, he wouldn't show up. So after about 2 weeks, the people asked him, what's the problem? Don't you like the food? Is there something wrong? He said, I brought these crackers along with me, thinking that, when I bought my ticket, it didn't include meals. So he had been on the ship for 2 weeks and had been eating crackers. Think about it. When we don't know about what the resurrection means to us, so to speak, we walk in life eating crackers when we are supposed to enjoy the fullness of all that has been purchased for us. But he says that we may know. And Luke, what does the resurrection make available to us? You see, the resurrection makes us switch positions. There is power there's resurrection power available to make us switch positions. Luke chapter 24, verse 5 to 6. Luke 24, verse 5 to 6. Thank you, Lord Jesus. My Lord and my God. The resurrection power of God is already toward us who believe. The great, the mighty working of God's power. It's available for us. Notice what he says. He says, and as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, why do you seek the living among the dead? Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but he has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee. Why do you look for the living among the dead? He has switched positions. He is no longer dead. He is alive. Somebody say he's alive. Say he's not here. He's alive. The stone has been rolled away. Why do you look for the living among the dead? Why do you look for the healthy among the sick? Why do you look for the living among the dead? By virtue of that resurrection power that is toward us, that is already in us, we change positions and we say, why are you looking for the living among the dead? Thank God we are not dead. Thank God because of his power. We are alive. He is alive. Oh, say that again. He is alive. Oh, say it louder. He is alive. He is not dead. We don't serve a dead God. We serve a living Savior. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. And he's the same forever. His tomb is empty. They said he is not here, but has risen. And when we come into the kingdom of God, by virtue of what Jesus Christ did, we are also translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Colossians chapter 1 verse 13. Oh, there is power, resurrection power, that translates us from the living, from the dead to the living, that translates us from the sick to the healthy. Oh, that translates us into the very kingdom of God. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. Why are you looking for the living among the dead? Why are you looking for the living among the dead? Colossians 1, 13. Oh, glory. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his love. This morning, if you are a child of God, you should rejoice. You have switched camps. You have been translated from the domain or the authority of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Somebody say amen. Oh, that is good news. The resurrection of Jesus Christ makes that possible. We have been translated into a new kingdom. Number two, the resurrection of Jesus changes our position supernaturally. It changes our position. We have come into the kingdom of God. We are no longer under the domain of darkness. And also, he has raised us up and made us sit together in heavenly places. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. Thank you, Lord. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 6. Glory be to God. Actually, it's good. Let's start from verse 4. It says, but God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, notice, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That is the genius of Christianity. Oh, when we were dead back then. You see, the key here is what he did, we were identified with him. When he hung on the cross, from a legal standpoint, we were there with him. When he died, we died with him. When he was raised, we were raised together with him. And when he ascended up there as well, he raised raised us up together with him and made us sit together in heavenly places. This morning, take your seat up in the heavenly places. Oh, glory. Your position has changed. We have changed position supernaturally. Our position is not the same. We have been raised together with him. We have been raised together with him into the newness of life, into the kingdom of God. Glory be to God. Romans, Paul writing to the Romans, repeats the same thing in different words. Romans chapter 6, verse 4 to 11. We died with him and we were raised with him. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory. Romans chapter 6, verse 4. We were buried, therefore, with him. Notice, we, by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we will no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. For if we have died with Christ, we believe that we also live. Note, live with him. We live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the dead that he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourself dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. My Lord and my God. And then he continues down. Verse 14 says, for sin will not have no dominion over you, since you are not under the law, but under grace. My Lord and my God. No wonder he said we have been raised to sit together. Sin stands for Satan and everything he represents. Sin stands for everything, the domain of darkness. So no longer are we under the domain of darkness. No longer are we under the domain of sickness. No longer are we under the domain of sin. But we have been raised together with him. My Lord and my God, seated in heavenly places. Oh, the resurrection makes this possible. Oh, the people in heaven are no longer under the dominion of the enemy anymore. Oh, you won't find any sickness in heaven. Oh, you won't find any sin in heaven. So what he's saying is, take your place. Take your place at the right hand of the Father because of what Jesus Christ has done, and refuse to be dominated by the enemy. Refuse. Refuse to be dominated by the enemy. There is no curse there, Revelation 22:3 says. There is no curse there. So you refuse. No penalty can be paid twice. If he's paid the price for my redemption, then I am going to walk in the fullness of what he has done for me. Hallelujah. Oh, number three. He translates us from defeat to triumph. Oh, you see, before Jesus Christ rose from the dead, all the host of hell, wanted to exercise their ancient prerogative and keep him down there. But thanks be to God. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15 says, he put them off himself. Colossians 2:15. Let's look at that. Before he resurrected, Colossians 2:15. My Lord and my God. Colossians 2:15. Oh, glory. Notice what he says. This whole chapter also talks about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But notice what he said. He said, he disarmed, I like this translation, the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him. Oh, he disarmed. When an enemy gets disarmed, they take their weapons away from them. So he disarmed the enemy. But notice that, he did all these things for us. He disarmed him. He did. The victory that he wrought was for you and I. And so by his resurrection, we are translated from a life of defeat to a life of total triumph. He paralyzed the enemy on our behalf before he rose up. He paralyzed the enemy. He disarmed him. And because we had been buried with him, it was as if you and I had done it. And so now we can walk in that victory. And we can walk in that victory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We can walk in that victory that has been purchased for us. If you don't know that, the devil will keep rubbing your nose in the sand. But the day you find that out, you will start rubbing his nose in the sand. He says, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Notice how we were closely identified with him. Notice what he says. That victory was ours. Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil. Did what? The one that had the power. Notice that he puts him in the past. That had the power of death, how he destroyed him. He completely disarmed him. It's a new day here. Oh, but he likes to go around like a roaring lion. He's not a lion. He likes to go about like a roaring lion. But the day that you find out, it will make all the difference. That victory was for us. And so 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. Thank you, Lord. Oh, because Jesus overcame, we can walk in victory. We have been translated from a life of defeat to a life of triumph. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. It says, for everyone. Oh, that includes you, if you are born again. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. That is the victory that is talking about. Oh, that victory is now ours. And so this morning, any area of your life that looks like defeat, any area of your life that doesn't reflect your new status in Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that it be turned into triumph. If that's you, say a big amen. Amen. Oh, everyone that is born of God has overcome the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world. Our faith in the resurrection of Jesus, our faith in what Jesus Christ did, is how we enjoy the victory that has been purchased for us. Oh, my Lord. Oh, I like to say this. The devil was going around and he was training some little demons. They were going from house to house. All the evil, and let's put sickness on this one. Let's put pain in this house. Let's cause division in this house. Oh, but when he got to my house, the two little demons said, devil, let's go in. Let's go in. Let's go in. And the devil said, no, not this place. Not this place. He said, why not? He says, the last time I was out there, they beat the daylight out of me. So let's skip this one. Oh. Begin to tell the enemy that no, my house is off limit. My family is off limit. My finances is off limit. My health is off limit. I refuse. I have submitted myself under God. I am vigilant. I resist you. Get out of my environment. Oh, may he pass over your house. He says, resist him and he will flee. This is the victory that has overcome the world. Even our faith, we were identified with him. We were identified with him. The resurrection has changed our position supernaturally. Oh, it has changed our position supernaturally. We are destined for continuous progress because of what Jesus Christ has done. Because he has turned us from defeat into victory. Unending victory. Unending victory. Unending victory. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. That summary of the thing is, he became what we were that we might become what he is. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. We have been translated into the kingdom of God. Glory be to God. 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. The same 1 John that were there earlier. Glory be to God. Oh, by this is love perfected in us, with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. As he is, as he has been raised from the dead, as he enjoys freedom, oh, as he is, so are we in this world. My Lord, get up every morning and tell yourself that. Thank you, Lord, as he is up there in heaven, so am I in this world. He has given me his word. He has given me his name. I will go out and walk in the victory that has been purchased for me. If that's you, say a big amen. Oh, glory. He who has translated us as he is. Oh, as he is, so are we in this world. Slavery has been abolished in this country. If anybody tries to enslave you in this country, it will be against the law. If Jesus Christ has made you free and the enemy tries to put you in bondage again, say, no way, I'm not going to allow you to put me in bondage again. I have been made free. Glory be to God. As he is, so are we in this world. When you walk with that consciousness, the enemy will find the exit when you walk out of the door. Or when he tries to get to your door, you say, no, not this place, not this place, not this place, not this place. He turns our shame to glory. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 43. Our shame into glory. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 43. Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. Glory. Oh, our bodies. He says it is sown in dishonor or shame, but it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. This was referring to the final resurrection of the dead. But in the same way, oh, we were dead before. We were in shame. Shame was our portion. You see, don't let the circumstances of your life today, don't just take that as your portion or as your destination. God has a destination and a plan for your life. Oh, but he changes our shame to glory. We go from glory to glory because of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Has done for us because of what Jesus Christ. And then if you go down to verse 55 in that same chapter, it says, oh, death, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. 57. Oh, but thanks be to God. He says it in different words. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Who gives us the victory? Oh, I have the victory. You have the victory. Oh, thanks be to God. Today, every trace of defeat in your life, my prayer is it will be turned into victory. May the last defeat you saw in your life be the last one that you ever see again. In the name of Jesus, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. My Lord and my God, the victory is yours. Today you are finding out about it. Oh, don't let the enemy take advantage of you. Oh, I pray in the name of Jesus, whatever doesn't look like your new heavenly status in Christ, may this morning and in this season, may God turn it around in the name of Jesus. If that's you, say a big amen. Amen. It takes, how do I experience his resurrection power in my life, day to day? We have to test. It takes a test for us to experience his resurrection power. If you are not hungry to experience his power in your life, he won't bother you with it. John chapter 7, verse 37. But the way I'm looking at some of you, the hunger, I can see the hunger in your eyes. You are hungry for God's best. John 7, 37. Glory be to God. On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, if anyone thirsts, if you are anyone, you qualify, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, this was referencing the Holy Spirit and his power, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. But notice, it starts with a thirst. Lord, I want to experience your resurrection power in my life. I want to experience your resurrection power in my life. Isaiah 41:17 puts it in slightly different words. Oh, glory. Isaiah 41, verse 17. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none. Isaiah 41, 17. And their tongue is parched with thirst. You are thirsty for the power of God to be made manifest in your life. I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. Jesus said, if you are thirsty, come and drink. If you are thirsty to experience the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ in your life, then it's for you. He says he will pour water on him that is thirsty. And then number two, you have to have a revelation of the resurrection power of God. And hunger and thirst for it. Once you have a revelation of it, walk in the light of it. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. That was Paul's heart cry. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. That was Paul's heart cry. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Philippians 3:10. Oh, glory be to God. He says that I may know him. That should be our heart cry, that I may know him, that I may know him, that I may know him, and notice the power of his resurrection, and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death. Oh, that should be our heart cry. I want to know him and experience the power of his resurrection, and experience the power of his resurrection in my life. There must be a revelation of it. I want to know him. That's why it was telling the Ephesians, the verse we read earlier on, that we may know, have a revelation of it, be the eyes of our heart being enlightened. It must be revealed to us. And once we have the revelation of it, let us walk in the power of it, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. No, whatever cannot be found in Christ should not be found in me. Walk in the light. Walk in the light of the revelation. Walk in the light as he is in the light. He says that whosoever walks in me will not walk in darkness. Walk in the light of the fact. I pray this morning, and I pray this for the church all the time, for all of us, that we may know. We are not looking for power. The power that is already to us. The same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is already toward us who believe. Who believe. And then Romans chapter 8 verse 11 also talks about the fact that that same power, that same spirit, Romans 8:11. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory be to God. If the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. Earlier in Romans, he says he was raised by the glory of the Father. So when he talks about the glory, he talks about the spirit of God. For if the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in you. Where is he? He's dwelling in you. He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. He will make it full of sickness? No. He will make it full of life. Full of life through his spirit that indwells us. My Lord, think about it. The more I think about it, the more I say, The same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, that same ability, that same power is in us now. And he will quicken or make our bodies alive, full of life. Oh, when I began to see these things, that's when I said, that was the end. I refuse to give the enemy place in me, like Ephesians 4:27 says. I will not give him any place, nor any of his works that came as a result of the fall. No way, no way, no way. Thank you, Father. How do I take advantage of this? Make the love, number three, make the love of God your lifestyle. If Jesus loved us enough to die for us and to be raised from the dead, then he says, we just make it a lifestyle. Just make it a lifestyle. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Then think this resurrection power, this will begin to work for you. Oh, and he says, and we know, the same Romans 8 that we read, just 28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. All things work together for which people? The people who love God. Oh, I love you, Lord. I give my life to you. Oh, even as Jesus gave his life to you, I give my life to you. Let me experience the power of his resurrection. Let my life multiply and make an impact on other people. Oh, even as his life continues for generations and generations, oh, my life through the Lord Jesus Christ, may it continue to have effect on other people. For those who love God and are called according to his purpose. And verse 35 says that, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? You love God so much that you get up every day and say, Lord, what can I do for you? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. Verse 37. Oh no, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Oh, you enter into that realm where you are conquering and conquering because of love. Through him who loved us. Nothing can separate me from the love of Christ. I know that he loves me. I've settled on that. But on the other side, I say, Lord Jesus, I love you. I give my life to you. I want to know you, and I want to experience the power of his resurrection in my life. If that's you, say a big amen. Amen. And in this season, Acts chapter 1 verse 3 says that when he appeared unto his disciples by many infallible proofs, for 40 days. My Lord, I see that this is just the beginning. Celebrating this day is not an end in itself. I am expecting infallible proofs of his resurrection in my life and in your life. If that's you, say a big amen. He is alive. Let's say that together. He is alive. Oh, my Lord, say it like you are alive. He is alive. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. And this morning, if you are listening online or watching us online, and you say, there is something that you are talking about. I want to experience this life in my life. It is for you. You see, you can take a mule and start training the mule like to run for a race that is a horse race. You can brush the teeth of the mule. You can put horseshoes on him. You can put all these things on him. But when he gets to the race tracks, he will still be a mule. You bow down his head and say, I'm a mule. I cannot do it. But if you take a horse, put that horse right there, and it will start running. It will start running. The news this morning is, the mule cannot change itself. But thanks be to God, someone has paid the price so you can begin a new life. A life of triumph, a life that you don't know defeat. Oh, Jesus said, in this world, we will have trouble. Lord, we know the troubles are down here. But the good news is, he added to that, he says, the good news is, I have overcome the world. John 16:33. Jesus has overcome the world so you can be brought into triumphant living. No more defeat, no more failure, no more all the things of the curse. You have been brought into a new life. If that's you, say a big amen again. Oh, glory. Let's close our eyes and pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Talk to God this morning. Oh, glory be to God. Say, Lord, thank you for what you did. Thank you that there is resurrection power that's been made available to me. Oh, that I don't have to live under the dominion of sin or sickness or the curse anymore. Jesus has paid the price. He is alive. Talk to him this morning and just say, Lord, I give my life to you. Take my life and let me experience the power of your resurrection. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And if you are listening, you just say, I want to receive this life. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10 says, if you shall confess with the Lord Jesus, with your mouth, Jesus Christ as Lord, and believe in his resurrection. Believe that he was raised from the dead. You will be saved. That is access, into your life of triumph in Christ Jesus. Repeat this after me and say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for your son. Today, I confess him as my Lord and my Savior. I believe he was raised from the dead. And thank you, I am saved in your life. Everybody said amen. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' mighty name. Everybody say a big amen. Glory.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. We will love to equip you in daily walk, so sign up for daily devotionals and encouragement at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535 or write us at P.O. Box 15883, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80935.